not too hard, but moderate difficulty of exercise, 3 times a week for 30 minutes. And then he followed these three groups, exercise group, the medication group, and the exercise and medication group, followed them for 4 months. And here are the results. What he wanted to see is how many of the 156 patients, or 52 per group, how many of them get over their major depression. And what he found was that in each one of the three groups, over 60% got better. By the end of the 4 months, they were not experiencing the symptoms associated with major depression anymore, or most of the symptoms at the very least. They were could not longer be categorized by the DSM-IV as having major depression. There was no significant difference among the groups, except for one difference. The group that exercised only, it took them a little bit longer to get over their major depression. So with the medication, it usually took probably around between 1 week and 2 weeks, around 10 days to overcome their depression for the 60% who were helped. For the exercise-only group, it took closer to a month. But after the first month, once they got better, there was no difference. All three groups benefited as much. Now, very important point. This does not mean that we should do away with antidepressants or anti-anxiety pills or Ritalin for ADD, ADHD. Not at all.